This year, Governor Andrew Cuomo already signed more than double the amount of executive orders that he did in 2019. A group of Republicans believe he's silencing the state legislature. WAER's Brad Klein reports on the GOP's message.
State Republican Chair Nick Langworthy spoke in Syracuse yesterday, calling on state lawmakers to keep Governor Cuomo's powers in check. Langworthy says it's up to the state legislature to balance government.
Albany is broken. The legislature refuses to come back to work. They've just thrown the keys to the state government right over the governor and said, you run the show for the next year. Let's restart the New York State Legislature and have a co-equal branch of government once again.
Langworthy was joined by a number of local Republican candidates. Angie Renna is running for the state Senate in the 50th District. She says Cuomo should have reopened the economy earlier, starting with Destiny USA. The governor delayed the Mega Mall's comeback based on air filtration concerns.
Why all of a sudden are we hearing this rhetoric about needing a perfect air filtration? The fact is we don't. The governor wants to maintain his control. These people own businesses and they're not going to survive.
Nearly half of those local businesses have had to either lay off workers or reduce hours to stay afloat. Langworthy believes most people agree that Cuomo's COVID-19 decisions are flawed.
This silent majority will stand up and be heard loud and clear on Election Day this year and sweep common sense back into office.
The Democrats own 70% of the state assembly. Election Day is November 3rd. Brad Klein, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.